He didn't ever let you see him doing that, because I always made him take the plows out on the turn rope. But he said that he had a pair of mules, he'd plow without him on the handle at all. And those two old colors, they was good. They do a pretty good job just by themselves. Get them set just right, they'd plow, you know. And he'd go plumb to the other end, and he'd holler at them, and they'd come back on the next rope.
Cut another furrow, huh?
I'll tell you something else. Now, in those days, the plantations had bells on them. And they'd ring the bells for them to come to the lot in the mornings. Our hostler rang the bell for them to get up way before daylight. And then a little later on, he'd ring the bell for them to come to the lot. And they'd get the mules out of the lot. I'd get right fussy if they didn't get out by sunup. And they'd go to the field and they'd plow until dinner time. And at 12 o'clock, we rang the bell then for them to come in to dinner.
Yeah.
And at 1 or 2 in the summertime, we gave them sometimes as much as 2 hours for dinner. But anyway, at noon hour, I've had a lot of mules that just before that bell would ring, they'd throw up their head and bray. As the man was a little bit late ringing that bell, that mule would bray. And pretty near every one of them in the field, when they heard that bell, would throw up their head and bray, and the mule was coming home.